I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Happy Monday, gals. We're back.
We're back. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Good morning, rats.
Many rats out this
Halloween.
Year. It was Halloween. We just didn't have an episode.
Yeah, no.
We have to wrap it up. We have to put a pin in it.
Yeah, we do.
Rats and worms and mice and clowns galore. Ugh, so many clowns.
Too many clowns. Well, hello, everyone. And we are back. And we will be back on Mondays now, moving forward.
Yes.
Schedule change.
Surprise. Again. Good morning, America, for the second time ever.
For the 100th.
40th.
And 40th time ever.
Yes.
We gave you time to catch up.
Yeah.
So yes, last week was Halloween.
Yeah.
Now, what did we partake in?
I did nothing.
Yeah, no, same.
We stayed home.
Well, we did go to a party.
Did
on
we?
Friday. Yeah, we had Evan's engagement party.
Oh my God, I'm like completely, yeah, short-term memory loss. Yes, we did. We went to an engagement party.
Mm-hmm. Someone called me a power gay. They were like, you were at Evan Ross Katz's engagement party?
Oh, really?
Lensed by? And
Lensed
I was like,
by.
Yes. Oh my God. Shaking.
I know. We didn't, ironically, we didn't dress up for Halloween, but we did dress up.
We did.
Yes.
I do clean up nicely.
There we go.
Just saying. I got compliments on my hair.
New technique.
Yep. You did witness it. I was shook. Made my whole weekend.
I did witness it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we did that. And then everybody else did Halloween.
Yeah.
I chose not to this year.
I played video games.
Yeah. I watched Bake Off. Sat there. Worked. Good times.
Mm-hmm. The one night, I will say, I took an edible, and I think it was on, it was either Sunday or Monday, and I thought that Halloween was already over.
Oh, yeah.
I went outside, and I turned the corner, and there was two people covered in fake blood, and it immediately sent me into, like, my heart sank.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. It's not.
Well, you can't tell around here.
No. That's the thing. I'm like, is that real? But yeah, that was my Halloween.
Yeah.
But we certainly did get a wild return to Halloween this year. I feel like, especially the celebrities, the CGI photo shoots are back.
They're back. And all of a sudden, every celebrity has turned into a RuPaul's Drag Race contestant who got
eliminated
kicked off.
Queen that got kicked off the show. Literally, that's the whole time. I'm like, oh, so this was your week four
this
outfit.
Is what you would have wore for the Snatch Game.
Okay, I'm so glad you said that because that is exactly what it is.
They set up their little green screen in their basement of their mansion and they have their assistant take their little photo and it's
assistant.
What they...
No, these are photo that, shoots.
Well, they have a photographer on set. Yes, it's a full glam moment.
Half real, half CGI'd.
Speaking of, she had two looks, right?
Miss she did.
Christina Aguilera had the diva from The Fifth Element.
And oh, I thought that was like Katy Perry in the E.T. music video.
Oh, another movie that you haven't seen. The Fifth Element, you would like. That is the singing diva. And that scene specifically, you would be gagging over the fact that Christina plays her. She's like this 20-octave singing legend.
Wait, the tube girl?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Yes. It's Janelle Monáe also did her this year, I believe.
Oh.
But to know that Christina did it, if once you see the scene of her, you'd be like, yep.
Okay, well, that's my list.
She is the diva.
Now that I'm off my foot for a couple weeks, I have time to catch up.
You certainly do. Yeah, so she did that, but my favorite was that brief behind the scenes video of her like clogging through her mansion in the look. Because that's my favorite part of Halloween is like a dejected looking Mario sitting there smoking a cigarette on your block.
That's the best part of it. That's why the CGI photo shoots are not really that cool to me, because I need to see you out in the wilds.
Yes. I need to see you having a crying, screaming match with your boyfriend dressed up as Peach and Luigi.
Yeah. Like, I think it was, I loved Chloe Bailey's Avatar look.
Oh, yeah.
But in the video, it looked cooler than the photo shoot, right? Because you could tell that Disney went in and just slapped the CGI head over her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you doing to her? She's beautiful. You don't need to Photoshop her head into an alien. She looks
great. Got all these Drag Race girls coming with their shoulda, woulda, coulda looks. And it does kind of take away the magic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's also the multiple days. Like, I'm going to do, here's photo shoot one, two, then me out, then photo shoot three, mm-hmm. then on Halloween, here's the fifth one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we just went through 5 years.
I know.
In a weekend.
We also got super niche this year. I will give it up to, did you see Frankie Jonas?
No.
Frankie trolled his brother.
Yes, he did. Yeah, okay, I did see that one.
He did Joe and Taylor with his girlfriend, which is pretty funny, actually.
Those tears on her guitar. A much better.
They had fake purity rings. They did a reenactment of their Jonas 3D World Tour performance moment or whatever it was.
At Madison Square Garden. I cried.
You would know better than I. Mm-hmm. Did they bring out like multiple cameos? Is that what happened? Or
yeah.
Or just Taylor? Okay.
I'm brave enough to say it here.
Oh.
The Jonas Brothers broke Taylor Swift.
Oh. Like.
By bringing her out on tour.
In what way?
Like she opened.
Yeah.
She was like part of their...
Oh, broke her as in like made her famous.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like irreparably ruined her.
I don't... Well,
maybe that too. I mean, a text message breakup, Joe?
They have referenced each other in lyrics.
They have.
So,
But
I think they're cool now.
They're cool. She did call it out on Ellen, and then he like later apologized or something, and they've since squashed that.
Mm-hmm. And they're also cool with Demi now, who also helped open for them.
Okay, so
I'm
they
gonna
broke
for saying that.
Taylor... spiritually and as a famous pop star.
Yeah. Well, okay. let me rephrase that. They placed a stepping stool out.
Yes.
And then she, with all her talent, because what I mean, anyway,
right?
Not saying that, like,
just as Hillary broke Rihanna.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hillary Duff allowed Rihanna to open for
her
at Tom's River Fest
exactly.
in New Jersey.
I get
where
it.
She performed "Let Me."
Now I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Femme Fatale tour.
They
just saying
Pussycat Dolls allowing Lady Gaga to open for them, just saying she'd still be down in the bitter end in the Lower East Side dragging that piano in with the rats playing as Stephanie Germanotta red
with
and blue EP 10 year anniversary
with her glowing stick orb.
Yeah,
iconic. You know, if we really wanted engagement, we could make this a whole series.
We really could. We could.
Let's really rile them up.
The legends that broke the legends. For about 10 minutes there, I was like thinking about the ways that Taylor Swift was like broken by Joe Jonas. I was like, well, it was a text message breakup, but I guess so. There's been more damaging exes, I believe.
I've heard worse on Grindr, Taylor. Shut up.
Exactly. Clown block. Joe called me a clown and blocked me on Scruff.
Oh, Joe. I'll still never recover from when he made eye contact with me as I was stuffing my face with a chicken pesto sandwich at Watch What Happens Live.
When you look me in the eyes.
Oh, don't do that. That song. Oh, now that's going to be attached to it. It literally was that. I was like, huh? And he's like, huh? And then like he turned the corner and looked right at me. And I was like, huh?
Oh, no. No, Joe. What did Joe do?
What does Joe do?
No, I mean, what did Joe do for Halloween?
Oh.
Do we have a memory of that? He did. I'm sure he did something.
I don't know.
There were too many. You're right. There were too many CGI photo shoots.
Too many CGI photo shoots.
But you know who never needs a CGI photo shoot? Because she's a legend.
What the fuck is that? Who is it? What are they saying?
I didn't hear it.
Whoever it is, go away. It's Taylor Swift. It's literally at my door.
I could not believe the timing of that. You know who is a legend?
I open the door and it's like,
get a good lawyer.
I don't know what that was about.
I think it was just the wrong door.
Is my door locked? We'll find out.
We'll find out in a few seconds.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, this spooky episode already.
Ooh. Who is
Who's
it?
Who's breaking in? There's one legend who doesn't need CGI.
No.
No. Just a girl with a dream. And
she makes it work.
She makes it worm. Heidi Klum. Mrs. Cowlitz, if you're nasty. She won Halloween.
Won.
She kind of always wins Halloween, mm-hmm. low-key. There is something, and it's like understated. Like, she quietly is the queen of Halloween with her costume party and then her looks. She loves a Halloween moment. But she doesn't really, she's not that loud about it.
No, she doesn't have to be.
Nope. She speaks for itself.
The art speaks for itself.
It does.
It worms its way.
It worms
through.
Its way into pop culture. Many of the girls who are running down to their basements with their CGI wish they had the impact and range of Heidi.
Honestly.
This worm was terrifying.
Terrifying.
It,
but so fucking funny.
It's so fucking funny. Instant meme to be lying on the ground doing interviews with E.
And the little tail wiggling with the puppeteer.
You know what they say, the early bird gets the worm.
Well, the inspiration was like, you know, worm. The thing about this that makes it so great is it was funny when the photos came out. Then all the interviews published.
Yes.
Then she was lying on the floor. Then the videos from the after party came out where she's still in it dancing.
Her dancing with Questlove, DJing. Oh my God. And they're playing Back That Ass Up.
Yeah.
Camp.
And then she took it all off and it was like Toxic Britney diamond bodysuit.
Toxic Britney, stunning, gorgeous.
Like what?
But with a worm face. Worm knee spears.
It's so good.
It's so good. And the thing about Heidi is like glamorous supermodel queen legend.
Fashion icon.
Not afraid to get ugly, dirty, gross.
Nope.
Weird. She's done some crazy stunts in the past. She's gone like really old. She's done even her Jessica Rabbit was shockingly horrifying because it was like that fake.
Yeah.
Giant eye. It wasn't sexy Jessica Rabbit. It was
no,
like,
it was warped alien cartoon Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. She is like what my big grudge with like horror movies a lot of the time now is that they've pivoted just like Halloween costumes to CGI and a lot of
which I love. That. CGI is awesome.
Love CGI, but
I love a retouch.
Nothing I think is creepier than physical horror, physical, the puppets of the creatures. Like the
Jurassic Park.
I'm the number one Jaws fan, and the Jaws shark from the original.
Oh, what are you saying about the Meg?
The Meg. Nothing's
going to
hit.
Changing sizes 15 times.
It's not going to hit the same as like those actors are actually scared because there actually is a creature in the water with you. That is terrifying.
Like when we were in the bathroom with it from my viral video. Oh, wait, no, you weren't. It was just me. I went into the bathroom and it from my viral video, you know, dancing to Party in the USA.
Yeah.
Was in there. You know how that the Stonewall bathroom is red.
Yes.
I was, you know, a couple, you know, beers in.
Had
and
a
I
few
was like,
truly
like I felt like it was so
it
real.
Was your time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not cousin it the clown.
Yes.
Pennywise.
Mm.
Yeah. I think she really understood the assignment clearly.
Yeah.
Well beyond. She got extra credit.
And she always manages to be something that nobody else is.
Right. It's not like a meme of the year mm-hmm. kind of outfit, which, you know, that's fun too. It can be really funny and well done, but she's always just like a thing that is interesting and makes you think.
Yeah.
She was a clone once. Like, she had 50 girls around her that looked just like her, right? I think 1 year.
The old lady.
The
cyborg woman.
Oh, the cyborg.
That was horrifying.
Yes. She's often horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just got to give it to her.
Does she just have all that in her house?
No, they build it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
it's like
an
all day thing.
Yeah. They've
started
done
live streaming.
Time lapse videos of her doing all of that. And it's expensive, like makeup artistry.
Yeah.
Like movie level puppeteer work. Pretty crazy, but worth it. I mean, meme of the week. You couldn't escape the worm. Many people were unsoothed, unsettled. A lot
the
of people.
One photo with the ET microphone on the floor so is good. Just. It.
Or the extreme close-up, sort of like the Gaga white applause performance where she is like the whiteboard around her face. It's just worm face.
Yep.
Extreme close-up. Love that. It's used for so many things. It's like my stomach when I have a fifth taco at 12:30 at night. Too soon for you.
It's so good. But yeah, she won for me.
Definitely won for
me. I can't really think of anything else that really stood out.
There were some cute ones. There were some hot ones.
Doja's Animal Crossing was cute.
Oh, yes. She did quite a few this Halloween, I feel like, or she was just out and about a lot. I'm trying to think of standouts that I genuinely loved.
Beyonce.
Oh.
Proud Family. It was cute.
Yeah. Oh, here's Joe. Joe is the progressive lady.
Oh, yes.
That's cute. That's clever. Megan Fox and MGK were a lot of Tom and Pammy, actually, I felt like this year.
I mean, legends only.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I should be one of those people that has a really cool costume.
I think you could be and would be one day.
Yeah.
You need a reason, though.
Exactly.
Can't just be a Drag Race photo shoot.
No. I'll save that Jessica Rabbit for one day. She's in the closet.
It's the only thing in the closet here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're talking a lot about looks and outfits.
Fashions. And CGI.
And things we wish were CGI'd out of things.
Oh.
I think it's time for a dual segment this year.
Uh-oh.
Act the fool, girl.
I'm here. Is that what you were thinking?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Act the fool.
Act a high fashion fool, girl.
Roll it.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay. Well.
Well.
What the fuck are you doing?
We're here. The Savage X Fenty fashion show is upon us on November 7th, I believe. Plenty of hype as every year. Plenty of models, exciting talent, performers, entertainers. But there was one name that was left off the list, and you can only wonder why. Revealed after some journalists lifted the embargo and saw the screeners early.
Yeah, went rogue.
Went rogue, posted the screenshots and the confirmation that man, Johnny Depp, is featured in the Savage X Fenty Rihanna fashion show.
Yeah. Rihanna, I don't get it.
Why? The show was going to be good already. Like, you didn't have to do any stunt or make a statement of any kind about this man.
No,
this man is not
even
involved.
Even if you remove everything that's happened in the past 2 years, recent years,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
It still doesn't make sense.
So that's where I'm like, it didn't make sense even if you erase,
yeah,
which I'm not
take
saying
take out
you should
the pop culture
it.
Aspect of, yes, his involvement of the past 2 years. We still don't want to see
sense.
Him in panties.
No.
We never did.
No.
No.
So it just...
There was one time in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Up.
That's it. Otherwise, no. Just, it's upsetting. It's upsetting because it feels like not something she would do as far as a reference to pop culture that for shock value.
Right.
No, not needed.
Especially after years of building this brand that is...
Yeah. Empowering, inclusive, yeah, and, you know, women positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a misstep. I think that was loud and clear. Loud promo. Clear on social media.
Era.
I think social media really responded with their disapproval. We'll see. It's a bummer. I'm not pleased by it. And we don't have to go where, I mean, we didn't cover it to begin with and we won't, but it's just, it was a subject that I felt like probably shouldn't be broached for something that is so unrelated to what he does. At the end of the day, he's an
There's
actor.
There's no,
you know,
yeah.
You know, she weaves in pop culture figures to model, but this was really a mismatch for the brand.
And what even was the look? Did you see the leaked photo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Raggedy ass by a tree. Like, what?
And I'll just say, because I don't think we bring it up in another segment, but the bar is already on the floor for men. But after this week, especially men, clowns, buffoonery afoot everywhere.
Who else? What else?
Drake.
Okay, I was going to ask you about this because I saw Alexis and Serena saying stuff. And I'm like, what did he say about my queen? But apparently he called Alexis, who is Serena's husband, a groupie because of Serena, like saying he's a groupie for Serena, right?
Oh, I didn't even see that drama. I saw the one about Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, I did not see that one. I saw the Serena one.
Oh, he mocked and called her a liar for claiming that she's been shot in the foot. It's astonishing. Like, this man has no business weighing in on this anyway. And so in Circo Loco, his new song, he says, "This bitch lie about getting shots, but she's still a stallion." She responded on Twitter saying, "Stop using my shooting for clout, bitch ass. Since when is it cool to joke about women getting shot? You're lame, ready to boycott about shoes and clothes, but dogpile on a black woman when she says one of your homeboys abused her." Well, it's just proof that, like, the court of public opinion doesn't matter. And, like, you know, once people decide that there's a narrative, and it's not the majority opinion, but it's still, like, a lingering, awful narrative that she lied. And he's decided to, like, validate that. And it just, it grosses me out. And he's so lame.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
But he's probably just looking for attention after all these female artists outsold him.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, that album that came out, it was, like, hot for 1 second, and then...
in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see he also came for Alexis.
Cooler groupie.
She's in Danger Girl.
Who wouldn't want a husband that's a groupie?
Exactly.
That's obsessed with you? He should worry about finding a wife.
Yeah.
Before he comes for someone else.
Go home. Go worry about your baby.
Also, I'm pretty sure Alexis is worth more than him at this point. And right. Serena certainly is. Serena's certainly more iconic. Don't even get me started.
A very disappointing showing for men. As
what
usual.
Else is new?
What else is new? It's such cloudery.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Yes. Another man.
Man down. Clownery.
Honestly.
We have some other things to discuss that aren't men, thank God.
We do. Back to the gals.
Back to fashion. Christina.
Another video.
Another slay, another day. 20th anniversary of Stripped. Allure interview. Most iconic music videos.
She loves a jacket and those sunglasses.
Loves a jacket and sunglasses. Power bitch moves.
Mm-hmm. We did do on Discord, we did a watch party of the Stripped live in the UK.
That's right. Thank you to everyone who joined us. Yes, it all was inspired by me being a fake fan who had never seen it. And then people joined us to watch Stripped live in the UK. And I am changed. Mm-hmm. And yeah. What a
shout out to all of our subscribers over on Patreon, our Legends Only fans.
That's right.
If you would like to support the pod and join us for an after show every week and sporadically placed live events, patreon.com/legendsonly.
That's right. Yes, we had a Allure interview with Christina. She talked about the inspiration behind films like Dirty. She said she wanted to go against that pure pop expectation and get dirty. Dirty and beautiful. Don't Look at Me.
I never knew that. That it was an ad lib, that she was just in the studio and just said it out loud.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Yes.
She said that Diane Warren had told the story in the past, but I was like, I feel like I missed that in the midst of all the...
Which also makes it funnier like with the Christina Aguilera lore to think of her being like, don't look at me. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like that makes it even better.
Oh, it definitely does. But I bet it was for an entirely different reason when she said it.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody giving her her lunch. She's like, don't look at me. Get back to work. Iconic behavior. Yeah. And she looks great in all these interviews right now with the 20th retrospective. We also have to talk about somebody who is out charting flops like Drake.
Get a good lawyer.
Yes. Thank you, Tree Payne. Taylor Swift is everywhere, officially.
Everywhere.
She's haunting my dreams.
Midnight, she's 24 hours.
In my TikTok feed. Midnights, all day, all night, at midnight. Mimi, at midnight. See, I can't stop. I know
it's
every
me.
Lyric.
Hi.
Against my will, I know every lyric of this album.
Same.
Because every lyric has been turned into a meme. The Bejeweled dance, we'll get into that. But the dance is a heavy word for what it is. But so she officially charted finally after the week of all the numbers have come in. And she is in all top 10 slots of the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Is this a record breaking moment?
Yes.
It is, right?
The first time in history that that's ever happened. Drake once
Which
had 9.
Which is difficult
nine.
To get. Not everybody has that. Mm-hmm.
Drake had 9 once.
Oh, so maybe that's why he's running his fucking mouth all week.
I'm saying. Featuring Snow on the Beach, number 4. Lana got her number 4 charting song. She doesn't know or care.
No.
She's got a question for the culture. Yeah, she's not aware, but she charted. And in the midst of all of this big news, which is just insane, and they also added a caveat, a note in the article, she would have gotten the top 10 even without radio play. And like, she hit the top 10 before they added in other factors already. She was so laughably top 10 already. They basically were like, even if we didn't count radio and I think physicals or something like that, it was like, she still would have been from streaming alone.
Huh.
Like,
the numbers were insane. Like,
the numbers were insane.
After 48 hours. So,
yes, she's also going to be number 1 again this week.
In all top 10?
I don't know about the Hot 100, but at least the album for sure. Yeah. She's doing just fine. And
I saw she did break Britney's record.
Yeah, I didn't like to see that.
I know.
And I didn't.
At least she's still up there in the top 10, though.
Yes. She
top
beat
5.
The
Oops,
Britney,
I did it again.
Oops. Yeah. It,
still top 5.
It's like 25, Midnights, then Britney, I think.
Yeah.
And then she also broke Madonna's record for Hot 100 hits, I believe, because now she has 40 and Madonna 38, I want to say, or 39. I respectfully, I will just say,
the charts are different.
The charts are different. These were not 40 individually promoted songs.
No.
They all came out at once, you know.
And we've said this before, too.
Yeah. And it's not even being a hate. It doesn't matter
no,
who it was.
It's just, it's like measuring apples and oranges. Streaming's not the same as begging your mom to take you to Kmart and crying on a Tuesday morning.
I just wonder what it would look like. And I don't mean Taylor specifically. It's just like the whole music landscape. Like,
everything.
Back in our day, we had to pay for it. We went to go buy it.
Yeah, so you had to literally get someone to drive you to Kmart.
Yeah. So it's just different. But there's no doubt that culturally, she's everywhere. You've got fucking politicians quoting her. You've got like trending things everywhere, left and right.
It's oh, yeah.
Everywhere. And on top of all that, she had a little announcement on Good Morning America. Did you see that little promo?
I did.
Good Morning America. It's,
I can never it's, unhear it ever.
Is it on March 29th at the historic Castor District? I don't think so.
No.
But she might have a tour stop there.
Performing for the first time ever, first a special time. Concert.
Era. Yes, the Eras Tour is upon us. 2023 Stadium Tour.
Finally, someone's bringing back the Eras.
Yes, the poster includes all of her Eras. She also had a Capital One credit card commercial. Did you see that?
I did.
I do.
I've seen everything. I can't.
You can't
not
escape it.
Unsee it.
I do love a reference. So that was like cool. Like, if we were, if that was like my main girl, I would be absolutely freaking
oh,
the
eating.
Fuck out.
Swifties
if it was,
are eating.
If Britney showed up in every single fucking era look, like in a elevator like that.
The femme fatale bed photo. Iconic.
I can't. I would like to see the full body femme fatale one. Like who that would look like.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, just to have that They're eating.
They can just squeeze Britney Jean into like an interlude.
Yeah. I mean, my first reaction to this was like, oh, is she retiring? Because like, oh, that's very greatest hits of her. But then it's like, well, whatever. She's celebrating all of her eras. She had like 4 to 5 albums that she hasn't toured yet because of between the pandemic and everything else. So she had to cover the Folkmore, Ever Lover, Red Release Fest anyway. Mm-hmm. So why not just knock out all 10? Now, the Hive, not the Hive, the Swifties are in a tizzy because this was actually a good conspiracy theory that I'm actually interested in. How are you going to tour the albums that you haven't re-released yet if you don't want to make the money on those songs? So they're kind of freaking out and thinking that there's 4 months until the tour. What if she got a little crazy and re-released all of the albums that she has left in that time?
That's where my mind went.
At least the songs she'll perform.
My theory is that the Eras tour, by the time it's over at the end of 2023,
yeah,
she will have signed, sealed, delivered all of the Taylor's versions.
Yeah.
Close the chapter, start over.
Yep.
And then in 2024 and beyond, when she releases like, I don't know, 1 a.m. or like 5 a.m. the album, it will all be
maybe
like
at 2 a.m.
Like she's going to close 2023 and
it feels
tie
like
the bow
that.
And
it
be
does.
Like, okay, new chapter.
Yeah. She teased in
the beginning tour,
the video that Speak Now would be coming, I believe. It feels like it's all.
She could easily have done all those albums in the past 2 years alone.
Oh, definitely. So it's very possible that in the next 4 months to a year, she'll whip them all out in that time. Because, yeah, from the business side of it, it would be silly to perform songs that you don't have the masters to yet. So I'm assuming at least those songs she'll have out ahead of time, if not the whole albums. I've already watched all the Swifties with their guesses for like how she'll open the show with the medleys and stuff. And the one idea I did like, and I'm not even a Swiftie, but
I feel like I'm kind of becoming a Swiftie.
It's being forced upon us.
It is.
Is the line, we were both young when I first saw you, would be very meaningful. Because it would be like,
oh.
Right? So that was one.
We were both young when I first saw you. It's Britney, bitch.
Basically. But if they started with Love Story, that would be a very meaningful opening.
Wow.
Yeah. Very jealous, I have to say. Like, imagine being a Swiftie.
I am, but I'm also not because I don't want to go to a stadium. So, like, I'm not that jealous.
No, I just mean, like, if my fave was feeding the way.
Oh, yeah.
I could not imagine.
They're overindulging.
They are.
And it's all good.
It's a feast.
The flavor is
it's
delicious.
A flavor.
I know. Midnight's is really coming around to me, I have to say.
It's being forced upon us.
Well, it was being forced, and now I feel like I'm able to enjoy it in the peace of my own life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. I like the whole album. It's just, I can't say I know if I would have really paid attention if it wasn't on every single TikTok that I've seen. But here it is.
Coming to a stadium near you in 2023. Hope we make it.
Hope we make it. I've already also seen a lot of like long videos about how to make sure you get tickets. Swifties helping Swifties.
Yeah, the pre-sale drama. I don't.
Oh, it's chaos. A lot. I'm too old for this.
Yeah, I don't want to go to MetLife.
No. I want to go home.
Yeah. The stories I heard from Chromatica Ball trying to get home.
Oh. Stories I heard about the third floor bathroom.
But with.
That grinder
maybe
meme.
It will go. No.
Yeah.
But like, imagine that.
Mimi in the bathroom. Yeah. No. Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah. The infrastructure there needs some work. We need to, you know, figure that out.
Well, you'll see each other on the road. Not us, but you'll see people on the road for sure. I will watch a stream if she signs a Netflix deal or something and has the show out. I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm. Taylor live in the UK.
Yeah, I'll watch the Brazilian Instagram live stream as well. The same one that'll probably be the one who had Chromatica Ball opening night. I watched that whole show the opening night because of that gay who was holding his arm up the whole time.
We need to bring that back too. Like after watching Stripped,
yeah,
it was filmed so well.
Yeah.
The music's awesome. obviously.
You mean like having big DVD productions for shows? Yeah.
Every single one.
I know.
Because there's a whole thing, and this is like a, because I was just talking about this at work recently. I feel like everyone pulling back from live streaming as we return to somewhat normal. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were on a path of like opening up live touring for people who have accessibility concerns or financial concerns where they can't travel to a big city. Mm-hmm. They physically can't get on a plane or be at a show. And it was like, okay, now we're opening up these experiences to more people who can't make it to a stadium, et cetera. And now everyone's pulling it back. And I just think about all the DVDs I have in my book of like Stripped, the Back to Basics tour, Hillary Duff Dignity. I mean, there's a Hillary Duff Dignity tour DVD. Come on.
Why should anyone question that?
And the Back to Basics DVD was like number one on the DVD charts back in the day. Right. Fighter will jump out again. But yeah, I just feel like we need to do more of that. Like film the last show and release it after the tour is done or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Stop being greedy.
I agree. It must be some very elaborate production.
It's music rights.
Music rights situation, because there's so many times that the shows don't have DVDs that are so frustrating. But yeah, I agree. And I also feel like
Dua Lipa should have done her tour on something.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel also that, especially now that artists are coming out saying they can't afford to tour, there's all these think pieces about how artists are only breaking even at best and how bad it is now.
It's getting really bad.
The venues are over scheduled, so nobody can tour. Like, too many people are touring at the same time. And the cost of COVID testing while you're out on tour has made most mid-level success, like, unable to even pay for it.
Yeah.
Unless you're a superstar. So it's really sort of unwieldy for people to tour right now. And it's like, yeah, why not open it up back to the tickets online and doing that more often? Because it sounds really difficult to fund these tours.
Christina did it recently, I'm just saying, with her little tiny pride shows.
That's right.
Also Coldplay. Did you see what they did recently with their stadium tour?
I mean, they did a lot.
Live stream where it was like 2 days only.
Oh,
yes. I missed it. It was in theaters. I was like, yes. Wait, I have to go to an actual theater?
They did that. They did a lot of cool things. They also had an entire bike section where you could power the show.
Oh my God, I would be on there.
Right? Mm-hmm. I would definitely do that. They basically had Pelotons where you would like cycle and watch.
Yeah,
and it was generating energy.
And it...
Yeah, it created energy to boost the show, make it run and be health, earth conscious.
Oh, I'm so sad I missed that show.
Yeah, there's some creative things happening around this stuff, but it's pretty bleak time for any artist who isn't an actual like giant icon to tour.
There's ways.
There's ways. But
Lord, let me count the ways.
One thing.
Not getting the free ideas here, though, I'll tell you that.
No, but one idea that is going to go viral at the Eras tour, actually, it will segue right into our next segment. A little segment that we like to call TikTok
Swack.
Now, inevitably, this gay has hit your timeline, right?
Oh,
a million times.
The duets.
I want to get the name
right. Every song.
I want to get the name right. His name is Michael Arellano, I believe. And M-I-K-A-E-L. He has come up with a dance walk to Bejeweled that has truly taken over TikTok.
Yep.
It's pretty simple. You have to look frustrated, turn around, walk, strut back to the camera, and most importantly, of course, are the sparkle fingers at the end.
The concept for Bejeweled is basically,
Bejeweled. Everyone's doing it. Taylor, being as tapped in as she is to like meme culture, will do this dance on tour.
I think she will.
For sure.
She made her likes public, didn't she, on
she
TikTok?
Did.
She knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing. She's commented on some videos already. There was one gay who did like a mashup of like Mimi at Midnight of like the opening dramatic, and she wrote not no, like that might be the opening.
The Rats got a remix.
Which Rats?
The Rats are absolutely going to hate this announcement.
Oh, right.
And they mixed it in with Welcome to New York.
Yes, that's right. Oh my God. That's true.
Also, that sound got remixed into they switched they did the rats
they
and
did
we.
It
and so it was we don't run this city the rats do.
That's ours for sure. I'm surprised we didn't make it. Yeah, there's that. And then you went viral with a video with Trisha Paytas' song.
I did I see what you did there. Okay, so we talked about this a couple weeks ago, how Chucky the doll is this unhinged gay icon on social media.
Yeah.
And did a TikTok. Well, it's like a CGI doll, I think.
Yeah.
It's a computer doll. Yeah. It's giving Bratz social media vibes.
Yeah.
And it's Chucky singing I Love You, Jesus by Trisha Paytas.
The crossover is complete. Like, yes. The Chucky, Madonna, Terry Joe, Trisha Paytas.
Literally Terry Joe's impact.
Square is complete of the Legend Only fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Just when you think it can't get any more connected, it does.
Now we need Trisha to star in Chucky. That would be amazing.
She would be so good in it.
She would be so good in it. It's the perfect campy horror.
She's a mom
series.
Now. She could, oh my God, she's there's a concept there.
Yeah, she could give birth to one of the Chuckies.
She gets Malibu Barbie. A Malibu Barbie, and the Malibu Barbie goes crazy.
It's
kinda
right
like Megan.
We can't stop giving away ideas.
Yeah.
God.
Mommy, I went in the kitchen and I saw my Barbie crying on the floor with chicken tenders.
Can you imagine surveillance footage of just like an empty kitchen and then just
a Chucky movie runs now.
Through? Oh my God, it's right there.
It's right there. Oh no. That was a blockbuster award winning movie right
That's
there.
That's a sequel to Cult of Chucky.
Who wants to green light it?
Trish of Chucky. Oh my God.
Literally, it's like a YouTube vlogger.
Yeah.
Has a baby and is a family vlogger, and her toys go after her kid.
It's right there.
Anyway.
Speaking of TikTok.
Palette. Oh, that's another idea too.
Ooh.
A Mua gone rogue.
Oh, the dark side of the Morphe palette.
Like, you know the movie The Happening?
Uh huh.
I feel like that was panned. But like that, but instead of it being like the trees and the pollen, it's a makeup Mua.
It's in the palette.
It's in the palette. That's the subtitle of the movie. It's in the palette.
It's in the palette. Well, unless we don't want to give away the plot.
Oh.
And it's James Charles holding up a brush to his face, but it's bleeding. It's like, it's not makeup, it's blood.
I want to be beautiful.
I want to be blood, no matter what. Hey, sister.
Too much. Oh my God, we're going to write it. We're going to pivot to writing horror movies.
Oh, easily. They're often by gay people, so.
Honestly.
Gay people love horror, yeah.
Well, just not, I don't like gore.
Well, this doesn't have to be gory at all. Oh my God, there's so many ideas with that.
There's too many ideas. Anyway.
Somebody else
Speaking
known for makeup.
And a winged liner.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Fox.
Yep.
Liked
your
my TikTok. I went a little viral.
Mm-hmm.
I just popped out my phone and ranted about Jessica Simpson in defense of her.
So if you don't know, Jessica Simpson did a spot for Pottery Barn Kids where she showed off daughter Birdie's room. And a lot of people had a lot to say about her appearance and speech in the video, with some people showing concern, but a lot more people being the same predictable trolls and bullies and short-term memory loss people who can't seem to remember that, like, as you put it in the video, like, we have celebrities going through things behind the scenes that affects their appearance or whatever, and you don't know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So you can speak to it more, but yeah.
I filmed this in like a brief moment of rage, and I think I was just annoyed because it's like people on the internet, because I've dealt with this before where if I gain weight, lose weight, I always get comments from people that are like, what's wrong, or this and that. And it's like, we look at people's appearance on the internet and people cast judgment of what they must be going through, but they may not be going through anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always look at a person and judge their health based on their appearance.
Right.
It's just not two things that correlate. And it fucking pisses me off. And I just snapped and posted it. Like, the little Simpsonator jumped out.
Uh-huh.
But I think I snapped because with her, she's dealt with this, I feel like, a lot. And she's, in her book, she's talked about being a recovering, like, alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. I just thought it was so unnecessary because all the stitches I was seeing was, like, her saying, hi, I'm Jessica Simpson. And then the person would stitch and say, that's not Jessica Simpson. That's, like, I didn't know Scream. The one saying, like, I didn't know the new Scream movie came out was the one stitch I saw. This other lady was, like, calling her Crypt Keeper. Someone else did the TikTok filter with, like, the sunken, that, what's that movie with the, I don't know, it was, like, some zombie with the bald head. And I was like, oh, this is the, this is fun. This is comedy now for kids. Why are people doing this?
Right.
What's the joke here?
Yeah.
I don't know. It fucking pissed me off.
Well, I obviously totally agree with you. I'm always flabbergasted by how bold people are to do that in public.
Same.
Especially now on TikTok, where you show your face and your identity is right there of you being a fucking asshole like that for some engagement. It is shocking. Yeah, it sucks. You know, she's changed over the years and has been open about the fact of her struggles. So it's just shitty that people are like that. But who's surprised? They do that to a lot of celebrities. So...
yeah.
In any case, I hope Pottery Barn kids cut her a fat check.
Also, if you look at the video, and I don't think I made this point in the video because I was like going off.
Yeah.
If you look at the set, there's a window to the side of her that's casting all the dark shadows on her body.
Mm.
If someone on set had just filmed it with her facing the window light.
Right.
Like, it's a shadow. It's not... she physically doesn't have that. It's the light. Right.
And her appearance has changed over the years. Like, it's not new. Like, in my opinion, I was a bit like, it's not new anyway. That,
no.
Like, you know? It's just like, okay. I think it's one of those things where people haven't always been paying attention. And so they haven't kept up with the story of celebrities. They don't know about her book. They don't know about anything she's gone through.
Yeah.
They're thinking Chicken of the Sea. Yes. Jessica Simpson, and this is
pop
their next
star era.
Same with the Carly Rae Jepsen TikTok that's going viral. They think this is her new song finally after Call Me Maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just this thing of, like, I always underestimate how many people are not checked into pop culture, and so this is their reintroduction to her. Then, yeah, a lot has changed.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And it's the same with Madonna, too. It's like...
oh, well, yes.
I don't know. And I'm not innocent either. Like, I know I've made jokes.
Yes.
But, like... people age,
I guess,
and women always get it worse than any. Like, if a man comes out and does a concert in their 60s and 70s, looking like a 60 or 70 year old person would,
right?
It's like, hell yeah, they're a rock star.
Yeah,
yeah. If a woman does it, it's hang it up, grandma.
Right, and it has been since their 30s usually.
Yeah.
Madonna famously has a headline that is like, hang it up, grandma, when she started the girly show, which was, she literally was like 35.
Yeah.
And it was like from the early 90s. And nothing's changed pretty much.
No.
Like, anyway.
Just a little brief moment. But Julia Fox did like it. So I felt like
endorsed.
I was ironically kind of inspired by her, where she gives her little like input.
On the fly.
Just like unfiltered on the fly.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get back into that more. And TikTok scares me.
TikTok scares me so much, and yet at the same time, and we'll talk about in the after show, like, I'm starting to feel like I have no choice because we're getting shoved off of one platform. Well, arguably we have for a while, but like now that it feels like almost like there is an end point to
Twitter,
that it's like, oh God, I have to like
do this
in a different format.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm to your point. Yeah. It's like a tweet. It's just like a random thought that you put out there.
But it's like a tweet with your face.
It's so different.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah.
I also think I was trying to make a point because I have an issue with my appearance. Mm-hmm. And so being more open with it, I feel I need to do, because instead of bottling it up, like when I filmed the video, I looked back and I was like, because I did it one take and I was like, oh, I don't like the way I look. Should I redo this and add a filter? But then in my mind, I was like, no, then by adding a filter, I'm not I'm not making the point properly. Like, I need to just let me be me, normal.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm making any sense.
You are. I also feel like Gen Z is better at that. All of these viral TikToks that I watch every day, they're just like sitting.
It's a chicken salad.
Yeah.
I fucking love
but
her.
But they're sitting like, you know, double chinned up on the bed, like sitting in that bad position where you look bad and you just like say something
normal.
Funny.
Not bad. Just like.
I shouldn't say bad. I should say like not presented for the camera as like, you know.
Overproduced. Produced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I should just turn the camera on.
Yeah.
Anyway, more anxieties to overcome at a later date.
See you soon.
See you soon. We got some new bops and bangers.
We do.
Out and some updates about potential tours or things coming. Anyway.
Well, on the subject of TikTok, the new song that I want to shout out is an artist that I mentioned a while back named Hemlock Springs. She has another song out that has gone pretty viral. I don't know if you've seen this or gotten this.
Yeah.
The song is called Girlfriend. Mm-hmm. There's an artist on TikTok. She started out, her first TikTok was like day one of me trying to go viral as an indie artist or whatever. It started to get traction. Grimes commented on her music, her first song. And now this one's taking off.
Yeah.
And it's very Marina Electra Heart vibes. Mm. So if you loved that, I feel like you'll like this. But I also just think, I don't know, if like, 'cause social media with all the chaos that's going on right now, I still think there's gems in the what's that saying? Needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
Gem in a coal mine. Diamond in a
canary
rough.
In a coal mine.
Oh.
There's a gem in a coal mine. A landmine. Hopefully there's not a landmine mine.
No. The landmines are just if you tweet a negative opinion about Taylor Swift. So my point is that, like, despite all the chaos and misinformation and division and all that, there is elements of
there is so much hate
that,
in this world.
Yes. So I think for her, if she manages to blow up, you heard it here first.
You broke her.
No, I didn't. Oh. TikTok did. She did with her own talent on TikTok. Okay. I'm just
you broke her like Taylor.
No, I didn't. I just feel like I see people like that, and my mission in the future as I become older. Is like I've been there, like with my Tumblr, and then having people boost me.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm trying to do more of that. So my point is, I think it's cool that a platform like that can organically boost an artist with no money.
Like, I think this is the closest we've got since the advent of radio to like putting an artist on the map. Twitter never did that to this degree, Instagram, but TikTok is like a direct to top 10.
Yeah.
Success vehicle if you get
it's like
there.
Mall tour era
like
you're these like TikToks where people start out it's like you doing a showcase in the mall like 20 years ago.
True. It's absolutely true. And you I mean you also had a moment too with your remix.
Oh my god, shaking you guys,
shaking
I put my whole rehussy into that remix.
The Lift Me Up remix,
yeah,
as endorsed by none other than Andy Cohen himself.
Mm-hmm.
What a
my
moment.
My first radio play.
Your first radio play.
It was only like 15 seconds, well, but listen.
Get a good lawyer.
No, well, not me. I wouldn't have to worry about it.
I know,
it.
Exactly.
Serious problem.
Sorry, Andy.
But I was shook.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
And also it should hopefully be like added, you know, confidence to fuel you to continue to do this.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a good endorsement. Like, hello.
Well, because I think, too, like when I make something in my room and I'm by myself and I'm like going off to it, it's not the same as doing it in a live thing. So hearing that was his first reaction. He was like, oh. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then people have started playing it at bars and stuff. And they're like, oh, everyone like loves it. They're like going off and like singing and dancing and moving to it. And I'm just like, oh, wait, like, is there like something here? You know, I don't know. It's just validation. It's nice.
I loved that. Yeah. It was such a good moment. And a bop. It goes off. And right now she could use the distraction.
I'm just saying.
Like, why don't we focus on that?
Because I know the song. We talked about it on the live chat. We have an Icon live chat monthly. Mm-hmm. So last week, if you were in the Icon tier on Patreon, we talked about the song.
Mm-hmm.
And we both agreed that it's a ballad that fits the moment.
Yes.
But I love an emotional trance song.
Right.
So it's not that I needed to like take a song that was obviously dedicated to something that's very like haunting and sad.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to like mock it with a dance bop. It's more for me, I think of like Tiesto's early stuff that is like emotional ballad work over a trance, 130 BPM.
I get it, obviously. Yeah,
you get it.
I get it.
Yeah, like Cascade.
Cascade.
Hello.
Hello. No, it's true. And I think, you never know, she might commission remixes.
Call me.
Honestly.
I have like over 6,000 plays on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. It's almost at 4,000 on YouTube. Mm-hmm. No promo, no marketing.
50K for a record, no album out.
Mm-hmm. It's all word of mouth. Slap that on a remix, pop remix, Spotify playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it would go off.
I think so too. I'm just saying.
You want to see me go off?
You want to see me go off?
I think you want to see me go off. Shout out to Delta Work.
Yes. Well, speaking of Tiesto, actually, old Tiesto, there's now new Tiesto.
Mm-hmm.
Tiesto did a bop with Tate McRae called 1035.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
1035. It goes off.
It does.
Tate really ate that. Tate McSlay.
She put the eight
she
in
put
Tate.
The eight in Tate with
and
this
that's
one.
The T. Oh, sorry.
Oh, but she did. And she's like twirling around a hotel in the video, Atlantis Hotel or something. This is a banger. I really like Tate. I really like her work. And I think like this is the most basic thing to say, but it's something we say on the pod. I think she should go electronic.
Everyone should, but
It really works for her. For me, when I first heard it, I actually thought of the middle with Zed. I was like, oh, she could have a middle moment if she wants to.
And the motto.
And the motto. It's a BB, it's an Ava. It's, you know, if she wants to, she can really be a dance girl. And she is a dance girl. Like, she's a great dancer. The thing about Tate that you might not know her that well, or you might know her only for the music, but she's a trained dancer and she's like a fierce dancer, like real dancer. And you can see that in the video. Get into that. 10:35.
Not midnight. 10:35.
And not 25, which is the amount of years allegedly that Spice World has been out.
Okay. I had a brief moment where I thought that I missed, like I was having deja vu of like, didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and then it happened again. And I was like, did I?
It's the campaign. It's extended. The Spice World anniversary re-release is officially out now. The whole album, all of the tracks, it's here now. The live recordings, the B-sides. I've seen, if you want a good time, you need to look at the Pop Justice forums or the replies to the Spice tweets.
Good time?
If you want a good time, and if you want to see some niche Spice fans flipping out mad because they're like, this is the YouTube rip of the Istanbul performance. This is not high quality. Or they're like, they're so mad that like, it's niche. It's so niche. They're so
the
mad.
Istanbul is in HD. It's like 4K.
But they're just like, they've got problems. They've
also,
got
what do you expect?
Problems.
I don't think 25 years ago when they performed at Istanbul, they were thinking in 25 years from now, we should put out a crystal clear recording of this.
Well, they should have. But there are complaints, I will say, from the very niche Spice fandom. And I love...
You should be complaining about the fact that one of them doesn't want to go on tour, not that this is out.
For me, I love watching another fan. Not that I'm like fully a Spice boy, but I've never been that deep into it, like where I'm mad about the quality of the time length of a song. It's so fun to watch another fan base's like very niche complaints play out. This is 4:23.
Cardi would never.
Cardi would never. This is Nicki's fault. So they've got that. And there is some announcement. First of all, I've heard Off the Record, Paid Off, Insider, Complicit.
Okay, pause.
Okay.
Because I feel like you're going to deliver bad news.
Oh, no.
I don't know anything right now.
Okay.
So I just want to preface this by saying Posh Spice was on Watch What Happens Live recently, and the way that she spoke sounded like she is done. It's never happening again. I was upset by this. So I just need to say that I'm bracing myself for disappointment.
Okay. I have heard rumblings through the grapevine that a tour announcement is coming, that it would be just the four. However,
I knew you were going to say that.
However, there are loud rumors that they could headline Glastonbury next year, which is like a very iconic stage, and that Victoria would do that. Which to me makes sense because like
Power 4 needs one girl more.
She only shows up for very iconic moments. She did the first reunion, she did the Olympics.
Oh, the Olympics, so fucking epic.
This is the legend slot.
Get the cars out of the garage, drive them up to Glastonbury, bring them back out.
This would be the legend slot at Glastonbury or whatever it is. I think it's like the next time that it feels like worthy of being there for her. If it were to happen, I think it would be there. And I think it could happen.
She has to.
She better. Or at least one song, the bare minimum.
No. You just have to stand there for 90 minutes. No shade. I know you lip sync, and that's fine.
We love that.
Just stand there.
Meanwhile, she had the nerve during when the cameras were down on Watch What Happens to like do the stop dance.
Oh,
Andy's not even
it's
looking
too
at
hard
her.
To be a pop star, and you still memorize the choreo. You just stand there. You don't even have to move your legs.
Victoria, the dresses can wait.
What dresses?
Her dresses that she makes.
Well, make one and fucking slap it on and go on.
A little black dress. Exactly. Also in Spice News, which is blowing my mind.
We have to go to that, by the way, if that's real.
I don't know if
I don't know where that is, but like we could go.
It's like in the middle of nowhere in England.
Okay.
It's like a muddy festival.
So?
I'm not getting my feet dirty.
Oh, that's what...
That's where I draw the line. Yeah. Maybe. Never say never. In other news, in Spice News... Ginger Spice, Jerry Halliwell Horner,
look at me,
is joining inexplicably the cast of Sony's upcoming movie adaptation of the racing game Gran Turismo, which is currently filming in Hungary.
Okay, this is interesting because on my FYP on TikTok, I get a lot of producers that make music inspired by old video games.
Yeah.
And this game mm-hmm. is always talked about.
Oh, it's got a diehard fan base, and it's not a surprise that it's becoming a feature. It's just crazy that Ginger Spice is involved in any way. It doesn't make any
yeah, how
sense
do you make
to
a,
me.
Like, what's the concept of like a movie about that?
The concept is it's based on the true story of a teenage Gran Turismo gamer who went on to become a race car driver with the help of a retired driver. So it's like the game is going to be the game in the movie, but it inspires
gotcha.
This boy to become, yeah.
So he's like sitting there playing N64 and he's like, I want to be up there. I want to do that.
When he says mom, it's going to be Jerry. She's the mother. She is mother.
I can't talk to you right now.
Can't talk, babe.
Got a show in 10.
Well, it's a lovely tie-in to her second album, Scream If You Want to Go Faster, if you ask me. So I do think she should do something around that. Because
stop,
she's got a lot of vehicular related bops that she could bring up. But yeah, Jerry, get well soon, first of all. And second of all, I hope she's not wearing all white and being conservative mommy.
She probably is.
God damn it. It's the first thing that sounded fun in a long time from her. So I was
there'll
like,
be a scene. She'll be crying. She doesn't want to have her kid do that because it's too dangerous. Yeah,
it's too dangerous. Avoid heavy traffic roads.
Yeah.
Stop right now.
That soundtrack really was so good.
I do wonder if they will have her like make a stop reference, though, in the movie.
They have to.
Yeah, something corny. Maybe. It would be a delight to see her do that. And yeah, there was also... Oh, here's... Yeah, one person wrote, I cannot believe the live tracks on the Spice Girl reissue are literally YouTube rips. What a mess. And then the other one was like, a Megamix with the version of Step to Me is not put on streaming. Yeah, there's complaints.
Okay, well, here's my counter complaint to that. It's easier to listen on Spotify with the rest of your music versus going back and forth from YouTube. And then you're like, oh, I want to listen to Wannabe.
Yeah.
So I shut up.
I love a complaint. Anyway, we also have the...
We should be thankful that it's even been 25 years and we're even getting something new.
That,
it's
well,
difficult to get. Not everyone does that.
There you go.
So celebrate your queens of pop while you still can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll see if Spice World comes out. Actually, I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop on that. I want that to be on streaming. I don't know if that's another thing that's like film distribution, music rights, that is such an issue.
I think you can buy it on Apple, iTunes.
Yeah, but this should be like, you know, remaster it, put it on Hulu, put it on whatever one you want. Could be Apple. Speaking of Apple, actually, brings us to our next topic, which I actually did watch this morning.
Oh.
I did. Selena, so legendary, go mesmerizing my mind and me. The Apple TV Plus documentary, which you get three months free. Well, no, but you get 3 months free.
Not me, because I already used it.
No. Oh, maybe you can do it again in another email address or something. Oh,
my alts.
Use your alts. Yeah. But if you haven't, there's a option, because I went to go look at it and it said 3 month free button. So I hit that, not sponsored.
My mind and free.
My mind and free. So I watched it. I'll save my thoughts if you do end up watching it. You know, we could discuss it further, maybe with a bonus episode or something.
I've seen a handful of it because fans have TikTok. Put like 5-10 minute chunks on TikTok.
Yes.
Like long.
Long chunks.
Chunks.
Yeah. And that's why I watched it, because I saw enough where I was like, yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
It's pretty engaging and sad and depressing and interesting.
Raw, vulnerable.
Raw. I think the biggest takeaway, which isn't a surprise, but is also like, you get to see it more, is like, this is a very sick person who has lupus, and she's very casually like getting her blood pressure right before going out on stage. And she's like, oh, okay, that's good. Cause if it's over 150 and 100, I might have a stroke anyway. And like goes out stage. It's just, she's got a lot on her plate physically. And I think, because she's still very doing shows, doing music and stuff, people put that on the back burner, but it's like, no, literally she has that condition. And sometimes she wakes up with like chronic pain and is crying. And it's pretty raw. And it just gives you a better sense of like how hard she's working against a serious illness. Not to mention all of the stuff about her mental health. She goes a lot into the bipolar disorder and being diagnosed in this and being going to a mental health facility. There was, you know, there was a lot that obviously is pretty heavy. And I thought it was really well done. It's somebody who's like clearly still a work in progress. It doesn't tie it up neatly in a bow, I don't think, really. It has like a ultimately optimistic feel, but it's heavy. It definitely just makes you appreciate somebody who's been working since Barney.
Yeah. Queen of Pop.
And constantly wanting to like quit or worse, you know, with herself. And yeah, I thought it was eye opening. If you followed her story, you more or less know those things. But I think one of the best segments was her doing promo in France and the UK, and just being so over the dumbass questions.
Was like, how are you doing? Great. We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that scene on TikTok.
Yeah. That was good. Where she's like, I feel so fucking stupid. It's bringing me back to when I was a Disney product. I feel triggered like by this shit. Like, they don't actually care. It was good. It's a good insight also into like how stupid reporters can be with these pop stars and the opportunities to interview them. And they waste it on like, what's your favorite color? She talked about the AMA's performance where she... Did you watch that segment?
I haven't seen that scene yet.
Yeah, where she had a bad live performance.
It is on my list.
Yeah.
I think for me, I need to be in the right headspace to watch it, because the one scene I watched where she was crying about being a burden and the blonde was sitting on the couch hiding that she was laughing. I don't know.
I think maybe she was just like, oh, this is a very intense, awkward moment.
It could have been, maybe that's fair.
Yeah.
I think I was like, oh, I've had that exact moment.
But it's heavy in moments. Yeah. And she like breaks down to the Interscope guy and she's like, I don't want you to sign a flop. Like, I feel so embarrassed by my show. That's when she does her revival tour in 2016, and she does a whole run through of it, and she hates the show. She thinks she looks too much like a kid still. And she's like going through her set list and she's like, I hated it. It's interesting. It flashes forward. I think in an interview, they said they started shooting around Revival 2016. They felt they didn't have the moment, so they came back to it in 2019. And by that point, a lot had happened. So yeah, it's much different than Truth or Dare in a lot of ways, but I
still need to watch that.
You
too.
Definitely need to see that. Two very different people. Selena's, I think the ultimate takeaway from this is that she really, her big passion is philanthropy and giving back and trying to make a difference with her platform. And Madonna's big thing is being Madonna. It's like, it's two very different people, but
similarities.
Yeah. And yeah, I recommend it. It's definitely an emotional watch, but it'll give you a better understanding of what she's going through and has gone through. And the point of the Jessica Simpson of it all is like the live performance that she had flopped on was like built on 2 years of having not performed yet. The lupus diagnosis, the bipolar diagnosis. It's like a lot was on her mind.
No, what I just watched finally, it's kind of fits in the same convo. Mm-hmm. The 2017 Avicii documentary. Mm. I finally watched it after all. I think I watched it. Oh, I did. I watched it on Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I feel like I'm in a headspace now where I can watch this. It captures all of his health deterioration while being forced essentially to keep going.
Yes.
And it's very raw, very real. You have see moments where he's freaking out. He's like, I just want to be alone and make music. Like, he's just not those duality of introvert. And then, I don't know, I loved it. It was very emotional, but...
Yeah. I mean, there were elements of... It's very for the record, too, and very, you know, the paparazzi chasing, the constant glam at ungodly hours to just be propped up and shipped out to do promo and stuff. Very that. But it was good. It was very raw. She went back home, too, and visited her old house and things like that, and old family and friends. I recommend it. If nothing else, I think it'll give you more clarity into her and also being a pop star. Mm-hmm. If you didn't already know that it's not always very easy, and makes you think about child fame and burning out early and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not exactly a lighthearted watch, but.
But important.
But important. Definitely. We love Selena. And
she's back in New York.
She is back in New York.
I did love seeing, it seemed like she was really excited about that.
Yes.
The video where she was like, I just want to cozy up and disappear. And I feel like I'm anonymous here.
Yeah.
And people just are going about their day. And I don't, very Britney-esque. Like when she was in New York, same. She's like, I can walk the streets. I can go through Central Park.
If you watch this, it has strong shades of For the Record stages, you know, Britney's story as well. It's heavy shades. And I know that that's, you know, one of the reasons that they've connected and, you know, all of that. So, and she also gave an interview to the Rolling Stone, a really illuminating interview. And she said, this is probably, you know, the most you'll hear about me in a while. So she's going to step back after this. It's a lot of her. And so... She's going to step back. She put out the song for the documentary too, which is actually underneath the whole time, like the instrumental and parts of the song. Yeah, it's a heavy moment for her.
Yeah.
And she said to Zane Lowe that she wants to dance again and make new music and have fun. So I imagine she's going through this and then it'll be more of a release with the next album.
I think she's taking a page from Taylor a little bit with that. It's like disappearing for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Going off the grid, and then boom, here's an era.
It's important to do because people get sick of you no matter who you are, and then the backlash hits. It doesn't even matter if you're doing good or not. I feel that people start to hate you when you're too much in the headlines constantly.
I also just think it's hard to focus as a creative when you're constantly...
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's...
Like when she talked about this, I was like, goals.
Yeah.
Goals.
Mm-hmm. I would love to step away for a while and then come back. That's like... Oh, a nice
but
reset.
Like 6 months.
Yeah.
Avicii talked about that in his documentary too.
Yeah.
Like he disappeared for a while.
Yeah.
And just was creating a house. And I'm like, goals. Well, anyway. All right.
All right. We've got some things coming up on the horizon. We've got the holidays.
It was November, so I was giving an autumn in New York moment.
Even though it's giving summer.
What the fuck?
It's fully 75 degrees out right now.
Now, I know it is so basic to talk about the weather. The humidity here in New York City on the first week of November is vile. It is not normal. It is summer. It's summer.
I don't know.
It's ruining the fall vibes. It's ruining the planet. The trees are confused. They're not even turning yellow yet.
They don't know what to do right now.
No, they're shaking.
They are shaking. I know.
It like was supposed to be peak foliage this week, and trees are fully still green.
They're like, I guess we'll just do another, do it all over again.
Yeah. Something's weird. It's
a bunch of bastards.
Yeah. Just don't get any better, as Mariah said. But she is going to be doing Madison Square Garden.
She is. Two nights of festive fun.
In New York, two nights in Toronto.
For all her festive friends.
I kind of want to go to this.
Yeah, definitely.
I was just at Madison Square Garden for Kygo. It's such a vibe there. Like, it just, there's something about all of Madison Square Garden singing a song that lives with you forever.
Yeah, and her Christmas shows are great. They're
like,
so good.
Like, Beacon was fun.
Beacon is so fun.
But the acoustics inside Madison Square Garden.
Oh, it'll be crazy. Yeah. It's just this annual
like Madonna,
thing.
Spice Girls, Higher Love.
Yep. All of the memes have begun. She
World's
did her
League.
Video to, she was on that Peloton, and then she turned into Christmas Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
She has been
wearing a wig from that guy who owns like What Wigs or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Do you follow that account?
No, I know. I knew that, but I don't follow the account. I should follow.
He has all these like really long flowing wigs that look fantastic in a fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he's always like flipping and posing, and they look so good. She's wearing one of his wigs. Gay icon. We love a...
Support small business.
Yeah. Support a gay.
Support a gay.
Support a local gay by you.
Yeah. We love that. So she's... The song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is already in the top 100. It's going to start its rebound right up the charts, as always. But she might have some competition this year.
Yeah.
Hmm. And it's somebody from her favorite movie. Jingle Bell Bitch. Ahead of her soon-to-be classic Netflix rom-com, Lindsay Lohan, the Lohanissance, is upon us with Jingle Bell Rock, including a festive rap something verse. You know, this just really goes all the way back to her roots as a chanteuse. And it reminds me of her MTV movie hosting gig where she
iconic.
Did that leap and hip hop dance. Yeah, I mean, we've heard Lindsay sing Jingle Bell Rock for 20 years now, thanks to Mean Girls. But now it's the remixed, remastered, still festive edition.
Not ripped off YouTube edition.
No, 4K Netflix gold. It's great.
She also had that high fashion shoot. What magazine was that for?
Yes, for Cosmo, I think.
Slay.
I want to say Cosmo.
The Lohanissance is here.
It really is. And that was with Ellen Von Unwerth, who, I mean, she's constantly one
Blackout.
Of our faves for Blackout and everything else. She always hits just right. And she's got a signature style that works with socialites and those it girls of Hollywood. Like, she always does it so right.
There's like a contrast.
Yeah.
That is very unique.
Unique? Yeah, and she also sat
Where
down
those visuals,
for a Cosmo.
By the way,
Parkwood.
Did you see the fake Stan tweet of the Netflix poster that spelled Renaissance wrong?
No.
Okay, there was a fan tweet that went out and was like, "Oh my god, it's finally happening!" And it was a outtake, I think, of one of the or not outtake, but one of the photos from the vinyl or something, and it had the Netflix logo, and it said Renaissance, but it was spelled wrong. Like me, I spell Renaissance wrong. Every single time I spell it.
Oh my god,
they
that's
did not
so
hit
funny.
Spell check in Photoshop.
No, however, she did send flowers.
Who?
Beyonce to
Lindsay?
Not to Lindsay.
Oh.
To one of the collaborators on the album who wrote Plastic Off the Sofa.
I always get scared when I see people do that.
What?
Reveal something that is not revealed by her yet.
I know.
Because I'm like, that might be the last bouquet that you get, sweetie.
That might.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, because I've heard, this is like insider tea.
Yeah.
I've heard that you have to like fingerprint, eye scan shit to get into the office buildings there.
Oh, I believe it.
So, yeah.
Well, Sid took a chance. That's a producer, plastic off the sofa and shared the flowers that Beyonce sent. And then the note said, thank you for contributing so much to the film. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the footage Exposed. And you're incredible. Film.
I mean, I think we all knew this was happening, but
I think we knew, but I also wondered if, I don't think we knew that it was a film.
True.
You know, and I don't know if she turned it into a film. It might have been videos that turned into a narrative, like The Gift, like Lion King.
Oh, that was so good.
So it's possible that like they've rewired it into a whole narrative, or maybe it always was. She does love a visual film, a visual album, but I'm looking forward to that, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're all patiently perched for Renaissance, the film.
I think it'll be so worth it.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Just a one take, nonstop dance.
Something
fun
that the girls can play at the Renaissance themed album night out. Like, ooh, just hit play and we're good. We need it.
They just did a Renaissance night at, I saw it on TikTok, the Knockdown Center here.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I was like, oh my God, I want to be up there.
Truly. Well, we've got plenty on the horizon.
Didn't we hear I Feel Love at the Ritz the other night? I was twirling and bopping.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You posted on your Instagram stories. I was exposed twirling too.
Well, that was super freaky, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that too. Whatever.
One thing about you
is
you're going to go to the Ritz.
And I styled my hair.
Yeah. Oh, it was over once the
hair
was done.
I'm in dress shoes that ruined my foot even further.
Yeah, that was
And I was wearing pants, like actual pants.
Yeah.
And not sweats. I'm going to fucking twirl, okay?
Going to fucking twirl.
Yeah. Well. We'll get more into that in the after show.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us for the main episode.
Which is a show that we do after.
The show
every week over on patreon.com/legendsonly, where you can support the pod.
That's right. Well, we hope that you're having a lovely summer fall day wherever you are, and we hope that you are doing well and that you're giving us 5 stars on any platform of your choice. Apple. Oh,
what the fuck was that?
The ghost, the killer.
Okay, so to explain to the room, I have Hue lights and they just started flashing red. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? Oh, maybe she... Oh, she died. Oh, I know.
Oh, she died? Oh, she passed away? Oh,
debunked. I unplugged it to charge the batteries.
Oh.
So it flashes red to say battery's dead.
God.
It looks debunked. See, there debunked. You go. But if you are still here, get out. Debunked. I forgot I unplugged it. Okay, anyway.
But in case you're still here.
Oh, my heart just sank. So.
That was a moment.
What was I saying?
We were saying on 5 stars on any platform.
Oh, yes. Which you can do for free.
Yeah.
Give us a 5-star review. It gets us up, you know, the charts and in your feeds.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, everyone. And we will catch you at the after show.
Yeah.
So until next time.
Oh, before we go, vote. Today is Monday. Tomorrow is election day. If you did not know that, go vote.
Oh, right. It'll be just in time.
Yeah. Because if you don't, next week is going to be a very different energy.
Yes.
So
the Hue lights will be red.
Yeah. They better fucking not be. Anyway. Don't even get me started.
Don't even get started. Nope.
But.
All right. We'll vote, and until next time.
I vote to protect women's rights. I vote to protect the LGBTQ rights, trans kids. I got you. I voted blue down the line. See you in the after show. Maybe like one person unsubbed, I hope.
I don't think anybody would be like, oh, they stand for that? Unsubbed.
You never know.
I guess you never know.
You never know. They want us to entertain them like circus monkeys, and then they vote against our rights.
Mm.
Just saying.
Well.
Clown can bite back.
Clown bite back.
Anyway, okay, bye. See you in the after show, girlies. Stream midnights.
How would
would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.